When you think about the animals that live in or on our beloved Chesapeake Bay, what comes to mind? Blue crabs and oysters, perhaps? Rockfish, ospreys, maybe terrapins? Well, how about sharks? For many people, the idea of sharks swimming below us is, well, thought-provoking. But there are, in fact, many such species in the bay's waters, and for one in particular, it is a most critical habitat. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Sharks and rays are part of a vast family of more than 1,000 species called elasmobranchs, 500 of which are sharks that roam every ocean and waterway on Earth. No fewer than 12 shark species have been identified in the Chesapeake Bay, and all are seasonal visitors rather than residents. And it's that seasonality that makes them so interesting. Most sharks found in the bay are migrants from the south, warm water species that venture into the bay's waters in the summer to feed on abundant prey. But a few, including the spiny dogfish, actually thrive in cold water, so their seasons of record are fall, winter, and spring. Joining the spiny dogfish as seasonal visitors are toothy sand tiger sharks, sleek sandbar sharks, slow-moving dusky sharks, Atlantic sharp-nosed sharks, and the smooth dogfish, also called the smoothhound shark. Most sharks have adapted to live in the full salinity of the ocean and can't tolerate the bay's less salty waters. This intolerance for our brackish water keeps most of the Chesapeake sharks restricted to the lower bay, where salinity levels are highest. One exception is the bull shark, named for its aggressive nature and stout body shape, one of the only shark species that can survive in brackish and fresh water. This is due to uniquely adapted kidneys that rapidly regulate the amount of salt in the shark's body as it moves from salt to freshwater and back. Bull sharks have been known to travel vast distances up inland waterways around the world, with documented sightings 1,000 miles up both the Amazon and Mississippi rivers, and as far north as our own Patuxent River. While infamous as one of the few shark species known to attack humans, this relatively rare visitor to the bay has a clean record here, as do all shark species that visit the Chesapeake. In our entire recorded human history, there's only been one documented fatal attack in the Chesapeake Bay, and that was 110 years ago. So go ahead and quote me, it's safe to swim. Though not seeking humans, all sharks in the bay are seeking food. But for young sandbar sharks, the bay's underwater grass beds provide a nursery where they can feed, mature, and grow large enough to protect themselves from their own predators. Amazing though it may sound, juvenile sandbar sharks are at great risk of becoming a meal for larger sharks, like the sand tiger. In addition to cover, tall eelgrass provides a microhabitat for the sandbar sharks to forage for their favorite prey, like blue crabs. The Chesapeake Bay's underwater grass beds are critical habitat for a host of other species, and after years of depletion, they are on the rebound, thanks largely to a concerted five-state effort to reduce excess nitrogen pollution. Maintaining the health of the bay means preserving the delicate balance of every local estuary, so that wildlife from snowy egrets to sandbar sharks can thrive. To learn more about how you can support the health of North America's greatest watershed, visit aqua.org/conserve. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.